Welcome to Living Forward. When we last saw our heroes, they were fighting the dual demons of Act Your Age and the Abyss of FOMO. Their quest? To tear down the barricades of the It Crowd minions. Join Barbara and Taya as they storm the fortresses of technology, pop culture, and ennui to capture the elixir of verviness.
Verviness? Is that a word?
It was in the script.
Yeah, but is it actually a word?
Well, it is now.
Welcome to Living Forward. We are your hosts, Taya.
And Barbara.
Ha ha, I reversed it on you. You're quick.
Well,
you're quick.
And now I'm not.
Oh, okay. But we are here to save you from fossilization.
One podcast at a time.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked like you were on a journey.
I was.
Oh!
A journey to the past.
Past.
Although not the distant past.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because we went to see a concert!
That was one of the most exciting highlights in the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having waited for the chance to attend a concert during COVID was not something that...
True.
As comfortable with, but
so that's
finally.
What we're going to talk about today after.
Okay.
I have not told you our vocabulary word of the day this time.
Well, you shouldn't be telling me what the word of the day is.
It.
Well, okay, that's good.
From you.
Okay.
I've been hiding things from you.
No, you know, if it's a word, you know, if it's a dead body, then that's a...
That's a whole different thing.
Probably
yeah.
A whole different thing, yeah.
Yeah. But, yes, okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Taradiddle.
What?
Taradiddle.
Taradiddle.
First, can you even spell it?
Well, Tara, probably the word meaning earth or ground. Tara. It's either T-A-R-A or it is not the
it
same origin.
It is T-A-R-A.
Okay, great. Okay.
Tara. Mm-hmm. And then diddle.
Diddle. Diddle, is it pronounced diddle or is it more like deedle?
Deedle. No, it's taradiddle.
Taradiddle.
D-I-D-D-L-E.
Well, okay, so okay. Taradiddle.
Taradiddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But I'll take a couple of guesses.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Taradiddle. If the origins are Tara and diddle. D-I-D-D-L-E.
Mm-hmm. This is gonna take forever.
No, well, then I'll just jump.
Okay.
It means geographic shifts.
Wow. Absolutely not.
Geological
nope.
Shifts. Okay.
Nope.
Wow. So even.
Nope. Just nope.
All right. It means an excessive use of force.
Also, no. So, all right. Would you like me to tell you?
I guess I'll have to.
Okay. Yes. It is a fib or pretentious nonsense, which I love.
Which is kind of like the word itself.
Itself, yeah. So I got this definition today from Merriam-Webster.com, and they give two example sentences. His tales of adventure are peppered with tongue-in-cheek taradiddles and obvious fabrications. That would be like a fib. Or he regards literary deconstruction as so much tenure-track taradiddle.
Tenure-track taradiddle. See, now I get that.
Now you get it.
When I was in academia, when I was a professor, spent 16 years as a professor.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounded.
There is some taradiddling going on.
Surrounded by people who...
Diddle.
Who had a lot of PhD
diddle,
background,
diddle.
Sort of like, you know, just oozing
PhD and not really having a lot of life experience
and work experience. Yeah, interesting, fascinating.
So it's taradiddle.
Yes.
Well, it's pretentious nonsense.
Miss Powers.
All right. Yeah. So of course we're, you know, two people with master's degrees, so we can't. Yeah.
Oh, so all of what I just said is. In and of itself, taradiddle.
Taradiddle, yes. It's pretentious. You're being pretentious about your lack of pretentiousness.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And that's just so freaking meta.
Cycle.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I'm always right.
Yeah. That also
is taradiddle. Okay. So you have some story time for us now.
I do have some story. Milk and cookies. You got
your
banky?
Chocolate. I've got some chocolate all right. over here.
Well, that's nice.
Okay.
I've got some chocolate too.
And some tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see.
Right. Your story begins.
A year and a half ago, I saw an ad on social media for two of some of my favorite bands. Toto. And Journey. Together.
Together.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they were going to be performing together all over the country, all over the world, combined. And the closest they were going to be was Hartford, Connecticut, which is about a 2 hour or so drive from where we live.
Reasonable.
Not bad.
Doable.
Not bad. So, decided to go with a good friend of mine who I've been to Toto concerts in different areas, different places, and in different country. We've traveled all over to see Toto. Toto and Journey combined, absolutely fantastic.
Your
right?
dream.
Got in the car, drove down to Hartford, Connecticut. I got a parking space literally right in front of the main doors to the Colosseum.
Which is just, you know, I mean, your parking karma is remarkable.
I do have very good parking
karma. On all days.
Yes. But on the day of a major event like this, I got the parking spot.
Of course, there was a reason for that.
Yeah, because when we got out of the car and walked to the doors, there was a notice that said the show was canceled due to one of the band members having COVID.
Yeah.
Damn, COVID! Ah,
COVID!
So we went to get some pizza and beer.
And drove all the way home.
And then we eventually drove all the way back listening to Toto and Journey.
Okay, well, so at least you got to hear some music.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, what do we do now? Because, you know, put all this money into these tickets. I mean, it wasn't cheap. And then they said, we'll let you know.
Yeah, and that
One
was a long time.
1 month goes by, 2 months goes by. I called. We don't know yet. 3, 4, 5 months go by, 6 months, 7, 8 months go by, 9 months, 10 months go by. And then finally get an email that says, hey, guess what?
Here's the new date.
All right. And the tickets are still good. This is awesome. Decided to I was going to go with my friend again. We're going to go down there. We're going
to
see the
show. All ready
to go. And
then
he gets COVID.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, the next best person.
Your backup plan was going with me. Who also loves Toto and Journey, okay? Although not as much. You are like the Toto guy.
And that is not taradiddle.
No, it is not taradiddle. You truly adore Toto.
I adore Toto.
I have always really enjoyed Toto, but I do love them more now having seen them
live. Unbelievable. Every time I see them.
Tight.
It's just tight.
And like just the virtuosity.
I love that word.
That's not taradiddle, you know, is in the guitar playing and just like the harmonies
the
that
harmonies,
they put together. Like their
playing.
Harmonies,
even the lyrics.
They're so tight.
Yeah. And positive lyrics too. It's not like It is in no way negative. It's not angry. Yeah. It's usually very positive. Social messages.
Rosanna, Rosanna. Yeah.
And I've always felt very close to that mm-hmm. part of it.
Mm.
But they haven't changed.
You know, I got to tell you.
I mean, they look older.
Well, yes. As a voice person.
And probably drink Ensure every now and then.
Yes.
No, I mean, why wouldn't... I mean, you might.
Well, before a show like that, too, you use a lot of calories there. You do. It's hard.
Might as
it's
well
hard
drink
work
some Ensure.
Getting up there and performing. You know, you need a little extra protein.
This is Steve Lukather for Ensure.
No. Oh, but the vocals, all right, I, as a singing teacher mm. and voice rehabilitation professional,
mm-hmm.
The vocals were amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And Joseph Williams, who has the higher voice,
yep.
Just crystal clear, like mm. crystal clear, yeah. and spot on mm-hmm. the riffs, and he didn't go flat once. I mean, he was just absolutely incredible.
Yep.
And when you know they had cameras too, of course, sometimes, and they'd show like close-ups, and you could tell he was just vibing it. You know, he was not like, you know, like just struggling, mm-hmm. and oh my God. And it was just such a pleasure.
It is such a joy. No matter who the band is, no matter what the music is, it's such a joy to see people who are our age and older
mm-hmm.
performing at their peak the same way they did 40
years ago. Yeah. This guy's been singing this music mm-hmm. since, what, the late 70s,
late
right?
Late 70s.
And he sounds amazing.
He sounds...
I will say, mm-hmm. in my capacity as a medical professional, that there is some genetics involved in that. There is some. There is also technique, mm. but there's some genetics involved in that because some people's... Just like some people's knees break down or their back is weak or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You know, so yes, so he's lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't sing like that for that many years and not have like some kind of technique going on.
Technique and training mm-hmm. and practice, a lot of practice.
Yeah. I mean,
and a lot of Ensure.
Yeah. 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 But so, oh, it was just such a joy.
Wasn't it?
Oh, they were just amazing. And it was packed.
It was 16,000 people packed.
Mm hmm.
There were very few seats open. And the mm-hmm. only reason why some of the seats were open is because people had gotten up and they moved to the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of, you know, also vibing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this was... and the light show wasn't overwhelming.
No. It was
all.
Nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It wasn't too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really got... And the cameras gave you a close-up that you typically may not have gotten mm-hmm. in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And everyone was having a great time. Mm-hmm. And we ran into that family.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Well, that...
Remember that family from the garage, you know?
And that's right.
And we had, like, there was, like, the 9-year-old girl and the 14-year-old boy. And they had the T-shirts on.
And, yeah, there were ones sitting in front of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I remember
so there were two groups because,
there
remember?
There were two groups, yeah.
Oh,
but the
yeah.
one sitting in front of us, mm-hmm. there's a little girl. She mm-hmm. might have been 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how old are you? And she said, I'm 7. And I said, you like Journey? And she said, I love Journey. And then I said, which is your favorite song?
On, yeah.
Yeah, a t-shirt. I said, which is your favorite song? And she, boom. Mm-hmm. I forget which song it was.
Yeah.
Which Journey song it was. Then I asked the boy, and the boy, boom, just like that.
Uh-huh.
Knew exactly which song was his favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their bodies were like shaking the whole time with excitement. It was so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And, I mean, for them, I mean, they're so young. Who knows how many concerts they've even been to. Mm. And there's not as many big arena concerts as there were when we were growing up. You know, there's a lot of smaller venues, which are nice in their own way. But there's something about a big arena concert where you just feel the music like bouncing off of you and vibrating your whole body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it's not that we weren't wearing ear protection.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the only... I think we were the only ones
probably
with... masks on.
And ear protection.
Literally the only ones, I think, in the 16,000 that have been masked. And ear protection.
No, I did see other people with masks. Oh, okay. A few. Yeah.
That's good.
But probably ear protection. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's true. But, yeah. Oh, you know. May I now go back into voice person mode, though?
Sure. Yes. I can see your body kind of...
I know.
Preparing
right,
for
so
that.
So Journey, I have to tell you, Journey, I have been listening to since high school, and I must say that so their Separate Ways album came out, and that then became like the album that our whole like social group would cry to.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So if we were feeling like, you know, really emo and like we needed to like
feeling
be,
emo,
yeah, yeah, and we had to just be like. Dramatic, the dramatic teenagers
sure.
that we are.
Like, let's write poetry, dramatic high school.
But like high school poetry.
Yeah, high school poetry.
Yeah, because I still write poetry. It's nothing like my high school poetry. Yes. And you know, you just turn on the song "Separate Ways" and like, ah, life is so hard. Mm. You know, for a bunch of kids in the suburbs. Yeah,
yeah that you know. That is Taradiddle.
That could have been some pterodiddle right there.
Very, very
yeah.
So easily you know, explained pterodiddle.
Long history with Journey. Mm. Love Journey.
So a journey.
Love Journey.
With Journey.
And but this was now so but the era that I did listen to them the most was Steve Perry.
Of course.
So I was like, oh, okay, you know, but you know, Arnel Pineda's been with them longer than Steve Perry was
That's
with
right.
them at this point,
That's
you know.
Right.
And so I was like, oh wow. So I just kinda had to wrap my brain around that. But the thing is, as again, the voice person that I am, I felt he was struggling during the show.
Struggling how? Because
he was
physically.
Oh,
right.
Man, he has so much 57 energy.
57 years old.
No, not 50. See, don't age him. He's 55.
55
He's
years
about
old.
My age.
Oh
okay?
my gosh.
Don't age me or
well, it
him.
Might have been his birthday since they say 56.
No, it's not.
Kind
no.
Of average it out.
No.
So somewhere in between.
I looked it up.
Okay,
he doesn't
fine.
Turn 56
fine.
Until September.
Nah. Anyway.
Yes.
You're right. So okay. He was a young 55. But
yes.
He was jumping around
oh,
like he was 22.
The energy and just like connecting with the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could tell he was having a good time and the crowd was having a good time. And my heart was breaking because I could hear him vocally struggling.
Mm.
And because I'm in the biz, I mean, I know... all the little things that they were doing in the concert to try and arrange it so that he could make it through.
Yeah, you mentioned a few things during the show, and it's kind of hard if you don't know what to look for.
Yeah. Well, and I can't turn it off. You know,
right.
I kind of wish I could turn
sure.
it off because it was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't a great show, but I was like bleeding for him a little bit inside because he's clearly so talented and so connected to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, oh.
He was handpicked from the Philippines.
Yeah, I know. And he has quite a life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his history and his life, he's... quite a person and you know I was just like wow you know but from the moment he stepped on stage and the first note he sang I was like oh no just because he was working so hard his whole body his whole torso and body was just working so hard and so
do you think it may have been like that since the beginning?
Like see, I have no way to know.
As a kid in the
I have no way to know. You know, but Journey music is hard.
Mm.
Journey music is it's not even a marathon. It's like a 26-mile sprint.
Well, so if you compare Journey to Toto, they equally as complicated in syncopation.
The vocals are different, though.
Okay.
The vocals are different. So Journey has got a little bit more of like a rock sound, and Toto has a little bit more of a pop sound.
Mm-hmm. Pop and jazz, maybe?
Yeah, a little bit. But like just in terms of the vocal qualities that they're using. So Journey's a little edgier and harder.
Uh-huh.
And Toto is a little bit... mixier, less harsh edges around it. And journey is always very, very high. It's all he's spending most of the time up there in those real tenor notes,
upper register.
Well, not upper register, like high pitches within the lower register, and it's just it's difficult.
Hmm. And that combined with the physical, you know, the physicality of jumping around and breathing and running and that must does that add to
but what I would have loved to have seen is if just a little less torso compression, it was just like, you know, and I'm just like, you know, anyway. So it was just, that was difficult for me to see because I can only imagine he would have wanted to sing the whole show.
I wonder if 5 years ago, let's say, when he, you know, early part of his career with Journey on
he's been with them 15 years
Sorry,
now.
Not 15. I meant like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like when you're younger, like does that play a role in being able to, or is it that it was always a strain?
I have no idea. I'd have to know him as a singer to know, like, I would have had to have followed him, you know, like Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran. I know the eras of his voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can be like, well, he had this voice quality then, and then this happened, and then this changed, you know. But, like, I haven't heard him sing across the ages in that way live.
You know, what's interesting about Pineda is he sounds like... Like Steve Perry. He sounds like him. He has the same vocal quality.
Very much
quality.
So, yeah. I mean, I can hear the difference.
Do you know if Steve Perry himself also struggled with
I don't know, actually. I mean, that's not why he left the band.
Yeah.
He left the band because of a hip injury or something.
Was Steve Perry as physically active as...
I never saw him perform.
Oh,
right?
See,
I listened to the music, but you didn't have YouTube... Back in the old days, so you couldn't look up, like, performances.
Why is it when you said back in the old days?
Back in the old days. Yeah, because you have to.
No, you
I can't even say it the other way. Back in the old days.
No, you can say, back in the old days.
Back in the old... Nope, can't do it.
Wow, your whole face contorts.
Aruga. Aruga! But, you know, I did find one article about... From before the COVID, so before the COVID incident, where they were starting this tour, they were saying something about him having some trouble, and that then they had changed something about the monitoring, which is the monitoring. Like if you watch live performers, you'll see these things in their ears that look like hearing aids, but they're not. They're in-ear monitors, so they're delivering sound to each musician that is what that musician needs. So like the vocalist is going to. Is going to hear themselves better with the music, but it's going to be mixed for each person to hear what they need.
They adjust the mixer for output for stage, but also for
the monitors.
Each performer.
If you have a large enough board, which they do in these places.
And also maybe for television or whatever else.
However many outputs they have.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot.
But they had to change that because truly, this has happened to me before. You can't hear yourself. It's a one-way ticket to strain. You just if you and in a venue like that, you don't have a chance.
Are the speakers on the downstage that are facing the performer?
So you'll notice they didn't have those, right?
Oh,
because those are monitors, like old school monitors.
Before they had the
now all the big acts use the in-ear monitors.
I see. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. So when someone says to you, use your indoor voice.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Use your in-ear voice.
Use your in-ear voice.
See, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. Use your in-ear voice. But yeah. So, but like local shows, you'll still see a lot of the floor monitors because, you know, a lot of the beginning musicians, either they can't get the in-ears or the board that they're plugging into doesn't have enough outputs for monitor mixes and stuff like that. And so they said that that helped at the time. So I don't know, maybe they had a crazy monitoring situation going on. I don't know. I just, I hope that he can take the time after this tour to figure it out, because he's so talented, and I would love to see him continue to perform. 15
years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, I really don't want to see him burn out, you know?
No.
So, well, anyway, I got all serious.
You can't stop believing, you know.
This is supposed to be a comedy podcast. Is there something fun we can talk about?
Yeah,
because, you know, like, I got all serious and I brought the podcast down.
Well, so Journey and Toto.
Yes.
As you said earlier, they have very similar qualities.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the same type of audience. Mm-hmm. Whether they are 7 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
Or 70 years old.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, we found out that night, because I haven't done all that that kind of research recently. Yeah. So the reason, well, one of the reasons why they're together, performing and touring, is, maybe not the reason
why. No, not the reason, because because this just happened, like, late last year.
Correlating with the Journey and Toto mix is that the son of Steve Lukather and the daughter of
Jonathan Cain
of Journey
of Journey. Wow. Okay.
Are now what?
Jonathan Cain of Journey.
Of Journey. What did I say?
Well, you said the daughter of Journey.
The daughter of Journey.
It's like the whole band.
The whole band, right?
Produced this. Well,
that was one baby.
Yeah. That was like...
Well, they're married.
It was a night and... Yeah.
They are married.
I know.
And guess where they met? they met backstage
at a Journey concert.
So, really. I'm much more appropriate than
I
you
love
yet.
It. I love it.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, it just goes to show that these two bands have known each other for 50 years.
Yeah. And I guess they must know each other pretty well.
Pretty well.
Well, they made references to kind of having grown up together and stuff, too.
Yeah,
and played together when they were, like, teenagers or something.
Teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's wild. Yeah. That is
very, very
wild.
Great show.
Awesome.
Great
fabulous show. I would go again. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Well, they are going to be playing.
Where are they playing? Of course, I'm going to see Duran Duran in September.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're my boys.
Oh, boy.
I think I've seen them probably 10 times. Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I'm not obsessed.
If who you're going with gets COVID, I'll be happy to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be happy to go.
You'll be hungry like the wolf to
go
with me?
I'll be definitely hungry like the wolf, baby. Yeah, baby!
Oh, dear. Well, thank you for spending your time with us today. Don't forget to eat your greens.
Floss your teeth.
And may
your
journeys
be a
Toto
success. Get it? Get it?